Joining us now to talk a little college football is our main man, Brent Baird. He joins us each and every Monday from College Sports Notebook, 1010 XL Radio in Jacksonville, as well as the Florida Gator Podcast Show and more. Brent, I hope you had a nice Saturday and watching college football, and I hope your Monday is going well as well.
I watched from about noon until 1. Frankly, so it was simply tremendous, and the next 2 weeks, counting this week, may be the biggest 2 weeks of the year, frankly. I mean, with the games that we've got that may have seemed insignificant a few weeks ago, i.e. Arkansas, Georgia, or now basically two top 10, two top 15 teams playing a game. So the significance has increased incredibly.
Brent, it is. When you say this, you sound like you're making a mockery, but it's the truth. So I'm just going to put it out there. But NC State can be looked at right now as the best team in the ACC after the win against Clemson. And they lost to Mississippi State, who is clear-cut the number 7 team out of the SEC West out of 7. Yeah. That is where we're at right now at the ACC. How can this happen so quickly? How can a team like Clemson and North Carolina not only lose, but North Carolina lose by 20-something points to a bad Georgia Tech team? I've never seen – and then Miami and Florida State and all these teams, the drop-off right now, I don't know what's happening. Like somebody put one of these movie, like Stephen King curses on the ACC, but it's that bad right now.
Two undefeated teams in Boston College and Wake Forest. Let's see a show of hands from the people who thought that would happen. So it was not that long ago. Within what, 5 years that the ACC was as good virtually as just about anybody. But look, right now when Clemson is not Clemson, and that's very obvious, particularly offensively, we just got a situation right now to where these guys have gone on to the NFL. We've had some coaching shakeup, but I do think that it's kind of refreshing in that you see the improvement from a Boston College, the way that they have improved. And look, they ran all over Missouri. The Missouri's defense is not much, but Jeff Hafley is making a name out of himself. Dave Clausen, I think, has been a good coach for quite some time. But I don't like it. I wish it wasn't true. But, I mean, Miami and FSU right now, 0-4 for FSU, first time since 74.
Wow.
I know Miami, they had a big win over nobody as they beat Central Connecticut. But they've got Virginia on Thursday night. And they're searching for just about anything. So, Clemson won't be down long. The problem, though, Chad, is when will any of these other teams be better?
Yeah, Brent, I guess I want to ask you this. What, and there have been a lot of these, but what is the biggest surprise in your mind, maybe a good one and maybe a bad one, I guess, at this point of the season? Is there something that stands out to you more than anything else in regards to how this season has played out so far?
Can I start and say the guy eating Skittles on the field surprised me this week? the referee.
Yeah. Listen, these guys need to know there is nothing you can do on the field now that you can get by with.
Right.
So he may be what, diabetic, he may be hypoglycemic and just needed to have something. The truth of the matter is, in all this heat, I'm not I'm not sure how much of that he got in his mouth, how much he got in his hands. But look, you can make a real argument right now that that Arkansas is easily one of the best teams and best surprises nationally. And what an incredible job that Sam Pittman has done in basically changing the culture, the mindset. Now, I still think Georgia beats them, and the problem is they've got a situation where the gauntlet they've got is going to be too much for them. But in the long run, but I think for right now, for this day, I would go with Arkansas. Now, if Georgia State hangs on to beat Auburn, that may have been a different story on the other way of looking at it.
It's unreal. I mean, what's happening with Arkansas? And just 2 years ago, Drew and I was talking at the first segment. He hasn't lived here a long time, but it was just 2 years ago, Arkansas had not won a game in the SEC at all against an opponent in almost a year and a half with Chad Morris. So it's incredible the turnaround, what has happened so quickly, where Arkansas fans were just waiting for baseball season, and not too many college football teams like to say that. But Brent, looking right now at some of the other stories, including Florida getting the win over Tennessee, they look consistent. And, you know, not to say they will, but Florida's still having that path where you don't have to deal with a Florida State as much this year. I don't think the Kentuckys and the Missouris, after we saw the loss to Boston College, are as threatening as people were making them preseason. Tennessee clearly is not after this week. But Florida, you look at, if they can beat Georgia, which is a huge if, but if they beat Georgia, you know, they got to feel comfortable. They can get back and take on Alabama, and we saw that round one. It was a good football game. So Gator fans have to feel really solid where they're at.
Well, they made a lot of progress so far, and how they've done it is just the converse of what they did last year. But they're able to run the ball, depending on what running stat that you look at. I mean, they're like first, second, or third. Now, here's a good thing for the Gators. Right now, they have got their schedule helps them. They've got the beat Tennessee, they've got Kentucky. Then next week they've got Vanderbilt. And then after that they go to LSU in a game that if they're not motivated for that game, they're in trouble. So, the thing is, I would agree with you. Right now you can make an argument that they will be favored, especially even though the game's in Columbia, they'll be favored Missouri because Missouri's defense is that bad. I think they're better than LSU, but they've got to be careful this weekend with Kentucky. But I tell you this, if they get past Kentucky, they're in a situation where you're right. If they beat Georgia, they run the table.
Jumping up to the Midwest, Brent, both Michigan teams, I know, Jim Harbaugh tends to be a bit of a joke for a lot of people, but, I mean, he's got that team playing well, and as does Mel Tucker with Michigan State, both of those teams now ranked. Is there a team that stands out in the Big Ten? Obviously, you have Penn State at 4, Iowa at 5. Is it a little bit too early to know if Penn State is really that legit, given – yeah, they beat Auburn, but they beat a Wisconsin team that is now 1-2. You know, how good are those two teams actually compared to the rest of the teams that are up there in that top 10?
Well, for now, they're good. But the thing with Michigan is we still just don't know where they're going. And again, even with can they still beat an Ohio State team that's nowhere where we thought they might be? It is a big question. I would say probably right now, Penn State would be the team that I'd be looking at as far as the Big Ten is concerned. But it is refreshing to see the Michigan team is doing better. Iowa, a lot of credit there. And listen, Auburn and Iowa to me are kind of the same team. About every 4 or 5 years, they have probably 20, 50-year seniors, and they're able to take advantage of that. And that's usually what happens in that situation too. So I would say Penn State right now would be the team to beat for them.
With how things have planned out, Cincinnati and Notre Dame might be one of the more underrated games, but it's 7 versus number 9 in the country. If Cincinnati can pull this win out, with how things have panned out, with Ohio State being unexpectedly, not bad, but I mean they don't look as good, with Clemson not looking good, is this that chance that if Cincinnati can get a trademark win and a big win over Notre Dame on the road, that they could find a way to catapult themselves into the top five and potentially be right on the edge of a playoff spot?
I'd love to see that, but I just don't think that's going to happen, and here's why. In 2018, I had the chance, and if you ever have a chance to do this, take advantage of it, to be on the mock committee for the playoffs. And they have in the summer, every year, they will bring people in from the media for what they call a mock committee to see how the committee works. And
what hotel are we staying at?
Believe me, it's a five star. Okay, and there's plenty of bacon, by the way.
Is it the Gaylord Palms? Is that the Gaylord Palms one in Grapevine?
It is.
I'm there.
Yes.
I know what it is. I've had that. I've that breakfast. So count me in. I will be there at the mock draft.
Here's reality with us, old guys. That being in that room, what I discovered was, and you go by, if that was 2018, we went with the 2013 season. But for whatever reason, that they're on that schedule, and I'll make this brief. But UCF. Unfortunately, Chad, was the team that was
that
in
long
the
pause in between. I was putting my hand up in the air, and then you wrote the unfortunately part, and it went down quick. Continue. Yeah.
But here's the reality of it: as good as they were that year, the committee had very little respect for UCF because of their schedule.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid that's going to be the same way with Cincinnati. My concern is that. Even that what they're going to look at is, okay, Cincinnati's undefeated, but they beat Indiana, and how big a win is that? Notre Dame would give them some cachet. But I just, guys, and I'd hope I'd be wrong, but I would be very surprised if that committee gave Cincinnati enough credit to get in the playoffs, which, again, is Exhibit A on why we've got to expand it.
Yeah, I would agree. We're going to see. I mean, I think this week most people by the eye test, as good as Notre Dame looked this week against Wisconsin, if they go out there and they beat them the following week, then I hope that they get some love. I mean, it's and you never know. It all, to me, it's all relative based on, you know, if you got four teams that are in the Power Five and they're all undefeated, they're getting in. I mean, even if it's Oregon State who ran the table and found a way to slide in there, they're in. It doesn't have to be the eye test on that. If you win and you go undefeated in a Power Five, you deserve to be in. However, it's one where, you know, if you got a one-loss team like an Ohio State or an Iowa and you're putting them in over a Cincinnati, that's where the discrepancy gets to be where however you look at it. And that's why the addition for expansion right now is the best year for it. I mean, I know it's early on and we've only played a couple weeks, but this year looks like the kind of year there's so much shakeup outside of Alabama being great and Georgia being 1A, 1B. It is a year that Oregon, nobody expected them really to be in the playoff, but then the Ohio State and the Oklahoma and Clemson usual suspects are not guaranteed. Oklahoma's still alive, but they look bad in 3 weeks. So this is going to be exciting to see. And Brett, we're looking forward to the entire season. What a big win there for the Arkansas Razorbacks this week. They've dominated the state of Texas. The old saying, don't mess with Texas. Sam Pittman has something on the wall, and he has it just spray painted right over in graffiti, I don't care. So, it's pretty it's been a good year for Arkansas. I hope they keep it up. They're a great story, and we'll talk to you again next week, my friend.
Good. Take care, guys.